was voted in 2019, which took place July 1st, 2021, left several businesses either having to close down due to these new restrictions, where we're going to be having to follow Medicare's guidelines, or a top of 55% reimbursement, which took our trips and our companies and the claims and the clients down to zero, really, with a lot of this. And now we're mainly having to focus on private clients. But with the catastrophic auto claims, these clients never even knew that this was coming. And they're left without care right now. And, you know, I think it was last Friday in Lansing, I think it was 20 businesses just closed down. I don't quote me exactly, but there were several businesses that had closed their doors.
You know some that have closed.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I don't want to name exact names, but, you know, regarding J&Z Transport, I mean, I had to lay off all my drivers with the non-emergency medical transport just due to the fact of these catastrophic auto claims being put on hold.
Can you explain it in more depth of what happens or what is not happening and how things have changed?
Well, the main thing is they were trying to save our local Michiganders' auto insurance prices.
Right.
And so in that, they actually miss a key important part of that, and that was the clients that are involved in these auto claims that were promised unlimited lifetime medical care, and they were just told, sorry, that's come to an end. And, I mean, if they were grandfathered in, should have been grandfathered in to the old rules, and then people moving forward might have a little bit of change in their care.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, I mean, you can't just leave people without care. And then the families that might have been providing 24-hour, 7 days a week care were took to the maximum hours that they can bill for a week, 56 hours, for the whole week for 24-hour, 7 days a week care.